Officials said Wilder became the prime suspect because Mrs. Logan's murder was similar to the other disappearances, and the murder fits into the path and time frame of the fugitive's alleged trek west. We suspect Wilder because of the way he operates, tying a woman's wrists with duct tape, bruises about the wrists and body, and long knife wounds in the back, said John DiPersio, Geary County Undersheriff. The time schedule and the geography make him a prime suspect, said Max Guyman, FBI Special Agent in Kansas City, Missouri. Positive identification of Mrs. Logan was made Thursday through dental records. A fisherman had discovered her body partially hidden beneath the low branches of a pine tree on the banks of Milford Lake, near Junction City. An autopsy showed she had died of one stab wound to the back. FBI officials in Washington this week said that if Wilder is responsible for the murders and disappearances he's sought for, then it would be a classic case of sexual serial murders. Wilder was placed on the 10 most wanted list faster than any other fugitive before. Agents said Wilder approaches young women in shopping malls and identifies himself as a photographer. He comments on the woman's appearance and potential as a model, and then tries to persuade her to accompany him for a photo session. In separate incidents since 1980 in Palm Beach County and Australia, Wilder has been charged with abducting and assaulting young women after presenting himself as a model photographer. He's wanted on a kidnapping warrant for the Australian case and for violation of probation in the local case. The massive search for Wilder began in late March after FBI agents connected the kidnapping and rape of a Florida State University student with two earlier disappearances from the Miami area. After fleeing his Boynton Beach home, authorities believe he headed west and is suspected of leaving several disappearances and murders in his wake. February 26th, Rosaria Gonzalez, 20, a part-time model, disappeared from the Miami Grand Prix, still missing. March 3rd, Elizabeth Kenyon, 23, a part-time teacher and model, disappeared from Miami. Her car was found abandoned at the airport, still missing. March 18th, Teresa Ferguson, 21, an aspiring model, disappeared from a Merritt Island shopping mall. Her body was found 3 days later in an isolated creek near Haines City in Polk County. March 20th, a 19-year-old Florida State University co-ed was abducted from a Tallahassee shopping mall after a man identified as Wilder offered her $25 an hour to pose for pictures. She escaped from a Bainbridge, Georgia motel where she told authorities Wilder had tortured and raped her. Wilder was charged with abduction. March 23rd, Terry Walden, 24, a nursing student, disappeared from Beaumont, Texas. Her body was found in a canal outside the city 3 days later. March 25th, Suzanne Wendy Logan, 21, a housewife, disappeared from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Her body was found in a picnic area at Milford Lake in Geary County, Kansas, the next day. March 29th, Cheryl Bonaventura, 18, vanished from a Grand Junction, Colorado shopping mall, still missing. April 1st, Michelle Korfman, 17, an aspiring model, disappeared from a Las Vegas, Nevada shopping mall after appearing in a fashion show, still missing. Sun Sentinel staff writers contributed to this report.